about.
Can you hear me through the microphone?
I can. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
You are Mr. Hollywood Yates, but yes. People who are fans of American Gladiator would probably know you better as
Wolf.
Even if they're just a wolf.
A wolf?
A wolf.
A wolf.
Yeah, that's what I said, a wolf.
A wolf.
A wolf.
Wolf.
No point in that. No point in that at all.
Hi, yes. I'd like to order a last-minute stripper. Preferably of Asian heritage. Very bendy. With a heart of gold and a crotch of gold. Yeah, I'll hold.
And now.
I don't find Harvey Levin and Kim Kardashian banging on my door demanding a threesome a show.
Our feature presentation.
I would consider that a show, and I would love it.
I would watch that show.
I would love it.
What channel? I will TiVo it.
I need to know what that woman looks like, aren't you?
Yeah. I picture her as this sort of like 30-ish brunette, nice-looking lady.
You do?
I do.
I picture her like a bag lady.
Really?
Yeah, I think she's crazy.
Well, she probably is nuts, but just based on her voice.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I picture.
Hmm.
She has a nice voice.
Does she?
She's nuts, but yeah, I think she has a nice voice.
I don't know. She's a little freaky, but and we still don't even know if she's real. Who knows?
Yeah, I know.
Sometimes people play pranks on us, which we love, by the way. If this is you, good work.
Good on you.
Man, have we had some good fun at your expense, or at your character's expense. Let's talk about when you drink too much, you make some bad decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Michael Newman is this guy's name. He was tossed out of a local bar in Australia. Apparently, he had a little too much to drink, but instead of having the sense to go home or just pass out or some combination of the two, he headed down to the Broome Crocodile Park, broke in, and tried to ride a crocodile. Tried to ride a crocodile. Can you imagine?
Well, I can think of many reasons why that's a bad idea.
He had a lot of serious injuries. It turns out, but he was still alive.
And did he ride the damn crocodile?
He rode it.
So he's got a story.
How about that?
I guess hats off to him.
It is a problem, though. That is one of the things that happens when you drink, is that everything's funny, everything's safe, everything's doable.
Right.
Anybody brings up the most absurd thing, let's go ride an alligator. I'm in. So this guy tried it and ended up getting a bunch of bite marks.
He has all his body parts.
Yes.
That's impressive.
He's very lucky that's the truth, yeah. And it is the truth.
Okay.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we? We have Miss Double December, which is going on right now. We need you to vote at krock.com, kevinandbean.com. Got a lot of votes yesterday. Very excited about that. We have today's Tuesday, tomorrow Wednesday, then there's Thanksgiving, and then next week, Monday through Thursday, and then Friday's the pageant.
Yep.
It's happening that quickly. I'm going to bring in highlights of the Christmas consultant.
Now,
the Christmas consultant we were tipped off to on Twitter, I believe, by a listener, and it's David Hasselhoff, and he's a Christmas consultant. So if you have problems, you're overwhelmed, you have too many people coming over.
Mm-hmm. Don't we all?
David Hasselhoff can step in and help. It's a Lifetime movie.
So, and when is it showing?
Well, that's funny you would ask that, because the guy that tweeted us said it showed a couple of weeks ago on Lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And then we found out that it was going to show again this past Saturday night. Now, it turns out they canceled it because it's bad.
Lifetime found the show that they won't air.
You know what?
Not up to our standards.
No thanks. Comedian Ari Spears on the program today.
Mm-hmm.
We have Dan Bova, the Maxim editor, talking about the December issue, which is pretty good. Done some research on that one.
I bet you have.
We are going to talk to Rich Eisen, who's going to be in the studios today. He's, of course, from the NFL Network. He's got a Thanksgiving special on the NFL Network that includes Bradley Cooper, Chris Tucker, Eric Stonestreet, and Rainn Wilson.
Does that say football?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know why. NFL Network, I guess. But, yeah, the rest of them, I don't exactly know how they're going to fit in. But
well, it's interesting.
It's going to be fascinating to talk to him. And we had your tickets for the sold-out 23rd annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. We will take a break and come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and this is the Kevin and Bean Show at 551. Ralph is out today. We are taking a look at the Showbiz Beat. Ralph will be back tomorrow. Let's see. Where are we going to start? Mariah Carey's twins. Can you imagine being Mariah Carey's kids?
No.
She's crazy.
Yeah.
She's full-on crazy. Apparently, they their little butts are really happy. Can I explain?
Yeah, please.
She apparently uses something called Lemur.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding? Lemur?
Is that?
Oh, my God. That stuff is $150 an ounce.
That's the part I was getting
to. I can't afford to buy it.
$150 an ounce. For Rock.
Their butts.
Their butts, yeah. The names Rock and Roe. Those are the names of her kids. And she uses that La Mer for...
Cream de La Mer.
Yes, for...
Unbelievable.
For their butts. So they've got that going for
them. Do you know the designer clothes they're going to be in before they're 2 years old? Yeah. Do you know the sense of... Oh, my God. Never mind.
Yo, butt ain't made for that!
I guess it would be
They're
nice.
They're going to have the nicest butts ever.
Ashley Green needs some dating advice. Star Magazine reports that the Twilight actress doesn't really have anyone special in her life right now, but she makes her assistant. This rivals anything I've seen from you, Lisa.
Yeah.
As a pet parent. Ashley Green makes her assistant set up a Skype session with her dogs.
Aw, why didn't I think it?
With her dogs.
You know, Boner's at my parents' house right now.
The killer?
Yeah, the killer's there and hopefully doing his work. No, I'm kidding.
It's very nice.
But if I could get my parents to Skype.
Oh, you couldn't.
No, I couldn't.
No, there's no possible
ridiculous.
Way. No. We told you yesterday that Tadolf Swindler is back together with, I believe it's Taylor Styles, the guy from One Direction.
Oh, yeah.
Well, apparently in the UK, the Daily Mail reports there's a group of fans from One Direction to call themselves the Directioners.
Of course they do. That's so creative.
Very creative. And they are giving her death threats like crazy.
Oh, man. Can he be with anyone, do you think?
Of course not.
No.
If you date my Harry, I'll kill you, one of them read. And another one read, I'll murder Taylor Swift.
Wow.
Who loses there? Apparently, you don't want to date one of the One Direction kids because their fans are just...
Some freaky little 12-year-olds going to come after you?
Just crazy, yeah.
Wow.
Victoria's Secret supermodel, Erin Heatherton, I think it's Heatherton, she was the girlfriend of Leonardo DiCaprio, whose name I can never say.
And you said it just like the one we play.
Leonardo DiCaprio. There we go. It's difficult. Especially for somebody who has a drinking problem.
Yes.
The UK's Daily Mail says that they just broke up. And so they found her at Barney's department store, Beverly Hills, and she was just shopping like crazy.
Oh, she's got shopping therapy.
It's shopping therapy,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I get you, girl. I totally understand. I just saw the trailer for The Great Gatsby.
Yeah.
His name.
That looks great.
Oh, my God. It looks amazing.
It really does.
Yeah.
What's his name?
The Great... Oh, Leonardo DiCaprio?
Oh, that's nice.
That guy?
Yeah. How about that? Leonardo DiCaprio.
Or like that.
I have trouble with that name. Britney Spears. I don't know if this has ever happened to you, Lisa. I'll bet it has. I know it's happened to me. You shop for a while.
Mm-hmm.
You get everything that you want. You go up to the counter and you give them a credit card.
Mm-hmm.
And then they say those dreaded words that for some reason it feels like everyone in the store can hear. I'm sorry, your card's been declined.
I had that when I bought a TV several years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a call, you know.
And for some reason, everyone in the store is talking and having a great time until that happens.
You could hear a pin drop
and then
in that moment.
All of a sudden, everybody's looking at you like, loser.
Totally.
Happened to Britney Spears. Britney Spears was in a West Hollywood boutique. And Mike Walker of the National Enquirer said that she went crazy after her card was declined. What do you do? What's the first thing you do when they decline the card?
Me?
Yeah. What do you ask them to do?
I ask them to run it again.
Run it again. They did? Failed. Run it again. Failed.
And she only had one card?
So apparently they tried and tried and tried. Didn't work. So she called her fiancé, Jason Trawick, in a panic. Mm-hmm. And he came down to pay the $5,000 that she was trying to charge on her card.
Shouldn't someone like her have one of those black American Express cards with no limit?
I don't know.
Maybe someone like her shouldn't.
Shouldn't.
Because she has no control.
Right. That's probably part of the problem.
Right.
Lindsay Lohan is worrying people again. Again, the National Enquirer reports that the rehabbed redhead hit up the Bel Air Hotel for a hot stone massage after a hard night on the town and was so relaxed she passed out cold.
Relaxed? That's what she was?
So now Lindsay Lohan has passed out on the massage table.
Yeah.
The staff thought she had died due to her sketchy past and they couldn't wake her.
Oh, man.
So now everybody's talking, oh, no, Lindsay Lohan's dead, Lindsay Lohan's dead. She's not dead. They let her sleep for about 2.5 hours and then she was fine.
And she woke up.
And she woke up. So I guess...
That's not asleep. That's passed out, right? If you can't wake someone up, they're passed out.
That's correct, yes. That's okay. Correct, yes.
I just want to clarify.
She was passed out.
With you, because you would know.
Not sleeping. How dare you suggest that I would know because of anything in my past?
You started to cap. Yeah.
And there are people in California and I guess elsewhere who are already camping out for Black Friday.
Kevin, I heard a story 2 days ago, and there's a family that they are going to have their Thanksgiving dinner there.
In line.
Yeah, some family members are going to bring all the food for them.
There are two people that are mentioned in this particular story that were camping outside the Best Buy store last Wednesday.
Really?
Yes.
What?
Almost a full week ago.
Oh, my God.
They were camped outside of the Best Buy store, and they said the reason why is because they came last year on Tuesday, and they were 17th in line, and they were only selling 15 TVs. At this discounted price. So they have been already camping now for a week.
Okay, you can't have a job.
No, of course not.
If you're doing that.
Of course not.
So what are you buying at Best Buy?
I don't know.
When you don't have a job.
I don't know. But what you
need, you should go work at Best Buy.
You need a break. You need a break on the cost of the TV.
Well, that is
true. It's Tuesday, so we have new CDs. Unapologetic by Rihanna.
Mm-hmm.
Was released yesterday for some reason. DVDs, The Expendables 2, Blu-ray edition. Santa Paws 2, The Santa Pups. This is I think it's a cartoon. Okay. And TV on DVD, and I don't know what the rush for this is. I mean, it seems like this show just ended, but Different Strokes, the complete fourth season. It's out on DVD.
Just in time for the holidays.
Why is that exactly?
I don't know.
Celebrity birthdays, people who were born today. Vice President Joe Biden is 70 years old.
He looks good.
Sure he does. Let's see. Mike D from the Beastie Boys, 47. Mm-hmm. Rapper Sendog from Cypress Hill, 47. Actor, comedian, TV host Joel McHale is 41 years old. Davey Havoc of AFI. And Black Audio is 37 years old. Nadine Velasquez from Flight and My Name is Earl. She's something.
Yeah, she's okay.
Is 34. And Jared Falwell from the Kings of Leon is 26 years old. And that's your Showbiz Beat. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. That is Bush. Of course, they are playing on night number one of the 23rd annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas shows. And you can get tickets for both nights four times today. 9:10, 12:10, 3:10, and 6:10. Just listen for your chance to call, and then you will get tickets to both nights. You get to see both lineups. That'll be pretty fantastic. It's also that time of year for Miss Double December. Online voting is now open at krock.com. You can go there. The 10 finalists have been put up. Allie, Lux, Tanya, Mackenzie, Natalie, Ashley, Mimi, Sarah, Kristen, and Shannon. They're all up. We think, and this is no slight on any other year, but we do think this is the best year.
Kind of amazing.
Yes. Yeah. So you have this week, which is, of course, Thanksgiving week. And then next week you have Monday through Thursday. Next week we're going to have the girls in
on Monday. So you can hear what they say. And
yeah, we'll interview them. You can get a sense of their personality if that matters to you. They have a talent. They're going to have to be able to do that. And then a week from Friday, we are going to do the Miss Double December pageant. And that always goes really well. because we have three different things. One is, they come out and they do a talent.
Right.
Another is an interview. And then another is, nude. I can't remember what the third one is.
No, I think they're actually in a bathing
suit. Bathing suit, right? Yes. That's what I meant. Yeah. But at 6:20 in the morning when it's 61 degrees. So. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Didn't plan it that way, by the way.
No,
that
of course
just
not.
Happens.
That happens sometimes. What are you going to do? So this is, I'm going to play a few highlights from past year's pageants. So you can just kind of get a feel for what it is. This is Ralph, who hosts the Miss Double December pageant. He comes up with the questions, and then, sometimes the girls give us answers that we are not expecting.
What do you love so much that you would like to do it to death? What would you do to death?
Okay, all right.
You know, I didn't see that coming.
That wasn't a setup.
That was the voice of Matt Money Smith. Sometimes the girls get a little drunk. Sometimes.
What? They must be sneaking alcohol because we don't let them do that, right?
Well, there was one year where we did it inside, and that may have been a mistake because then the listeners were so close they could buy the girls drinks.
Right.
The girls by 7 a.m. were just smashed. And Ralph asked this question.
What changes would you make in men?
All right. What changes would you make in men?
Hmm. Okay.
So you think about that and you go, I don't know, maybe more thoughtful, maybe less sports. I don't know what a woman would say, but probably those
things. I'm thinking a uniform unit that works perfectly all the time.
Okay. All right.
That would be my deal.
That's good enough.
Their face.
Yes! Yeah, all you men with your face.
I would not have guessed that.
What would you change about men? Their face. This is another one, by the way, who gave us an answer that we were not expecting.
You've just received one free pass to punch anybody in the face you'd like to. Who would it be and why?
Anybody in the face that you could. Mm-hmm. Justin Bieber? You know, that kind of answer,
oh,
I think.
Oh, there's a long list of douchey celebrities.
Right. Donald Trump. I mean, there are a lot of people that come to mind that you would want to punch in the face. I'm not sure that any of them came to this girl's mind, but this is an interesting answer.
You've just received one free pass to punch anybody in the face you'd like to. Who would it be and why?
I only punch everybody in the face of this room because you didn't vote for me.
Yes! Charming. I don't know why she didn't win. I'm really shocked.
Punch everybody in the face in this room. What's going on? Oh, it's so awesome. That is such a good show. It's Miss Double December. Again, the pageant will be at the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Kitchen, which is our home in downtown Fullerton.
And we're doing the unwrapped gift, right?
That's right.
And
you're
we'll have
an unwrapped
hot
gift.
Marines there.
Yes, the Hot Marines will be there.
All right.
Accepting
ladies.
Toys. It's Toys for Tots, or as we call it, Toys for Tatas. Bring an unwrapped gift. That's all you have to do to get in. It's a week from Friday in Fullerton at the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Kitchen. And between now and then, you can vote as many times as you want. So go at krock.com or kevinandbean.com. You can see all the girls.
Carefully peruse them.
Well, yeah, do
Don't
some
be
research.
Hasty.
Do some research.
Yeah.
We also put up a questionnaire and to some of the answers that they gave us. You can read through those to see who you want to vote for. You vote between now and a week from Friday. And then a week from Friday, we announce a new Miss Double December 2013.
Pretty exciting stuff.
It is the most magical time of the year.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that right. It is Tuesday morning. And I got to tell you that we discovered. I don't know if it was yesterday or Friday, we discovered that there was a new Christmas movie called The Christmas Consultant that starred David Hasselhoff. We found this out from somebody on Twitter. I apologize that I forgot your name, but then we went and looked for it. It had showed on Lifetime. It was a Lifetime movie about a Christmas consultant, which, first of all, doesn't exist. So we checked it out. It was supposed to play this past Saturday night, but Lifetime pulled it because it's terrible. It is not a good Christmas movie. So I have some highlights for you. This is from The Christmas Consultant. There's a family, and the mom is working at an ad agency, and they're trying to land this Russian businessman who has some perfume, and he's trying to get the perfume to take off in America. And he really, really likes their work at this particular ad agency. And this mom is pretty much in charge of the account, and they're talking about exactly when they can get this deal signed.
Exactly, which is why I'm finalizing our proposed marketing plan.
And if it all meets with your approval, we can have this deal wrapped up by Christmas.
I have great curiosity for American Christmas. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle in snow.
So that's the Russian businessman, who, by the way, has a Russian accent like I do.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Isn't that the worst? I have great appreciation for American Christmas. What the hell is happening?
Wow.
I have great curiosity for American Christmas.
Come on. There's nobody that can speak Russian better than that.
Yeah.
English with a Russian accent. So then the two quickly realize that Christmas is the key to signing this deal. If they can really make Christmas happen, this guy will be happy, and mm-hmm. he wants to experience a great American Christmas. So mom starts lying about her big Christmas Eve party.
Every Christmas Eve, we have a huge party with music and dancing, champagne, all kinds of people. It just seems to get bigger and bigger every year.
Okay, big American Christmas celebration. Your invitation is most kind.
What?
What? No, what? No. Huh?
Oh, no. Now I've got to...
He's coming to the party. I don't together. Really have it. What do? I go home and tell my husband, I'm too busy. I just got signed up for a Christmas Eve party with Boris.
By the way, the guy's Boris.
I love American Christmas. I love it. So what do you do? And this is where they bring in the... And I always love this, where they just make up a job title so that they can make a movie.
Mm-hmm.
This is where he mentions that he's heard somewhere that there's a Christmas consultant.
Apparently, there's a specialist who works as a Christmas consultant, and you hire him to oversee everything about the holidays. I mean, the decorating, the planning of the meals, the Christmas songs, the tree, all of it.
They get the tree and they decorate it. They're also responsible for all the presents.
Really? So this is a party planner plus.
Yeah.
Right? This guy's a Christmas expert.
He's a Christmas consultant. But who? This is so stupid. Like this, A, this job exists. B, you want somebody out from the outside coming in and picking out Christmas gifts for each other?
I'm going to outsource everything.
What the hell? So they run into David Hasselhoff. And David Hasselhoff, of course, is the Christmas consultant.
Uh-huh.
He's the one. And he wears the green and red sweaters, and he's got the green and red crazy, wacky sunglasses, and he's got the bow tie.
So he is Christmas personified.
Who are you, Vala? Lale ole.
This is Hasselhoff.
I'm sorry.
That means Merry Christmas in Finnish and Danish. Would you like to hear Russian? Veselik siat.
So that's Hasselhoff, who's mm-hmm. the Christmas consultant. That's happening.
This sounds like a Jim Carrey role.
It does.
In a movie.
And yet this is not him. This is David Hasselhoff. All right, so he takes over, and now he's trying to get the kids to build a snowman out front. And by the way, that laugh that he does at the end, mm-hmm. he does 30 times?
Good.
35 times? And by the way, Lifetime pulled this, so they didn't show it again Saturday, so I had to buy it on iTunes.
Oh, Kevin, you all did that for us?
All of you owe me $1.99, because this is not worth it.
I think you owe us.
So the two kids... The two kids do not want to work with each other on this project.
I'm not working with him.
You may not realize it by now, but you are very lucky to have each other. So, you are rigging a snowman, or you'll spend the rest of the day locked outside.
You can't do that.
Your parents have granted me sweeping powers that make Guantanamo Bay look like Disneyland. Got it?
He sounds drunk.
Yeah,
he's
not.
Did you hear that? He's slurry.
Well, I'm slurry, but...
Well,
but I don't think he was drunk. I think that's just him playing
okay.
the Christmas consultant.
All right, if you say so.
And again, there's always the ha 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 because I'm so happy and so funny.
I'm glad they worked in Guantanamo Bay.
I like yeah.
That's Christmas.
Work in Guantanamo Bay somehow into this.
You have to be politically relevant.
I like American Christmas. So Owen then sets up a virtual. I'm not making this up. A virtual sleigh ride. For the man and his wife.
Okay.
So they sit in a sleigh, and then there's a TV screen, and it's mountains and snow, mm-hmm. and it's supposed to be romantic, and...
Oh, and I have to admit, this is really thoughtful of you.
Proposed to my missus on a Christmas sleigh ride, I did. Pretty magical, huh?
Pretty magical, huh? Proposed to my missus on a sleigh ride, I did. Who is he, Yoda? What's happening with that? Proposed, I did? What the hell's going on with this? So everybody gets together, and they're all there, and mom's boss and Boris, who love American Christmas, all in the family. And the kids want to thank somebody special, and mom starts tearing up because she really has worked hard to make this a good party.
Mom, we just wanted to thank Owen for all he's done.
Yes.
Oh, no, they thanked Owen, not mom. Now mom's mad.
Thank you. Thank you for decorating our house so brightly that the airport called to complain that we're actually distracting planes.
See, there's your comedy. The house is too bright. that the airport called to complain.
Turn it down.
Oh, that's nutty. So then she breaks down and she has to tell the whole family that he is not an old friend like she said. He's a Christmas consultant.
We hired Owen. He's not an old friend. He's a Christmas consultant, and we hired him to give us a really great Christmas.
You outsourced our holidays?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Gosh, why is she so cranky?
Because...
It turned out good, right?
They were mad. I mean, she was mad because they thanked Owen, and Owen was the focus of all of the attention, not her. And that's not okay.
All right.
So at some point, this speech has to be given in every Christmas movie that has ever been made.
Christmas is about being together as a family, and I just forgot that.
Am I learning a lesson now?
You're learning a lesson, yes.
Okay.
So now the house is destroyed. Boss and Boris are gone. She's probably fired.
Mm.
She learns the true meaning of Christmas, and she goes out looking for Owen. Because she wants to say she's sorry for yelling at him and blah, blah, blah. So she goes to his house, knocks on the door, and there's no answer. And the neighbor comes over.
It looks so empty in there. Do you know if he and his wife and kids went to a family dinner or something?
Oh, honey, he doesn't have a wife. She passed away 5 years ago.
Oh, see? Owen said he had a wife and kids.
I just got chills.
She passed away.
Oh, my God.
He's alone on Christmas.
This is so sad.
He's alone on Christmas. So then she finds Owen.
Owen?
What are you doing?
Looking for you.
I am in a huge rush. I really gotta run. We're going to the wife's parents this year.
I know about Lisa.
Oh, no. He found
Lisa's
out.
Dead?
Lisa's dead.
Lisa's dead. It has
wife.
To be Lisa?
It's Lisa, yeah. Lisa and Lisa's dog. yeah, so she knows about it, and now he finally breaks down, and he says...
Is he crying?
I loved her so much. She really liked Christmas.
So then he apologizes to her because he feels bad that everything went wrong at Christmas.
I really am sorry about last night.
You wrecked my house, cost me my job, and made the last week of my life a living hell. You have no boundaries, and you have no idea when to quit. Do you know what you are?
Failure.
A friend.
He starts crying.
Oh, you.
That happens. So then he comes back home, and the kids have put Christmas all back together. The tree is back together.
What?
And Owen walks in.
I would not have guessed that.
And it all looks really nice, and Owen says hi, and they're all happy to see him.
Merry Christmas.
Owen! I knew he'd come back.
Wow, everything's back to normal.
Well, on Christmas, anything can happen. That's what somebody told us.
That's what somebody told them.
They're never going to get rid of Owen. You know that,
Who
right?
do you think told them that? The Christmas consultant.
Oh, God.
And then the final scene. This is the one scene that I loved. This was awesome because the whole movie up to now is just complete schlock. It's just awful.
Jeez.
A knock on the door. They're all happy inside Owen family. And it's Nadine, this mom's boss, and Boris, who love American Christmas. And I think this is the true meaning of Christmas.
Yoo-hoo! Merry Christmas. Nadine! Boris! Nadine, I'm so sorry about last night.
About what? Oh, please. It gave us a little time to get to know each other much better, if you know what I mean.
Yes!
She banged Boris?
So she took Boris out after that party, banged him, and got the account.
That's how you do it, Kevin.
And that's what Christmas is all about. Time for the Showbiz Beat. Ralph is out today. He will be back tomorrow. We always miss him when he's gone, but I am filling in on the Showbiz. Barbara Walters is back with her most fascinating people of 2012.
Oh, all right.
It's always an interesting list. Based on who she picks sometimes and who she doesn't pick sometimes, she also leaves off a person that you're supposed to kind of guess at. Here are the most fascinating people of 2012, according to Barbara Walters. Ben Affleck.
Yeah,
because of his movie Argo.
Yeah,
pop stars One Direction.
Yeah.
Right. Family Guy creator Seth MacFarlane.
Always fascinating.
Great. 50 Shades of Grey author E.L. James.
Yeah.
Top 10 list gymnast Gabby Douglas.
Mm-hmm.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. And fill in the blank.
Oh, her surprise guest.
Who do you think would be the most fascinating person of 2012? If not Barack Obama.
Right.
Who would it be?
Hmm.
My guess? 2 Chainz. That's what I'm guessing. She's going with 2 Chainz.
Let's write that down.
Write it down.
I will give you money if
that happens. You people owe me.
All right.
Because I spoiled the entire surprise for you. Looks like Sherman Hemsley can finally be buried.
He hasn't been yet.
This is one of the strangest stories that has ever happened. He died last July.
Wow.
From lung cancer. His body was left on ice until a lawsuit was brought by his biological brother from Philadelphia. So this, what happened was this guy, Sherman Hemsley, fell in love with this nurse caretaker person and left all of his money and assets and everything to her.
Oh, I gotcha.
So now the family's fighting in court saying, whoa, wait a minute. What are we do?
Right. Does it say what happened with the lawsuit?
It does. I'll tell you in a second. But okay. First, I want you to focus on the fact that Sherman Hemsley...
Why did you bury him anyway?
I don't know. Has been dead since July.
Come on. It doesn't... He's not going to decide anything. Just put him down.
I don't understand that.
That's nuts.
An El Paso judge ruled in favor of the woman. Not the family.
I really have to say that the fact that you can contest a will that someone has been in their right mind and signed always astonishes me.
Yeah, me too.
It's like, really, my last wishes are not going to be honored?
Me too. So he finally, the head of the Jeffersons can be buried. After it's been on ice.
That is not the way.
For 6 months. I told you last hour about Lindsay Lohan getting her massage. The National Enquirer says the Bel Air Hotel... She was getting a hot stone massage after a hard night on the town. Was so relaxed, she passed out cold. Mm-hmm. They couldn't wake her, so they thought she was dead for a while. And then they realized she was still breathing, so they just let her sleep it off for another 2.5 hours.
So they had that moment of panic,
yes.
And then they thought about doing CPR or calling 911.
I don't know how far they went.
Put a mirror to her mouth.
Yeah.
Wait.
Let's check if she's breathing.
Okay.
However, it wouldn't have... been a big surprise, which is sad.
No.
Right?
My guess is that's how the story ends.
She's in more legal trouble as well. Lindsay Lohan will have her probation revoked and could be headed to jail for lying to a police officer about not being behind the wheel of the Porsche when it hit a car last June.
That was in June, yeah.
A semi, yeah. TMZ says Lindsay will be charged with criminal offense of lying to police officers. She told cops she wasn't driving, and then she'll be arraigned in L.A. County Superior Court. At that point, the judge will be forced to revoke her probation in her jewelry case and set the matter up for a full hearing.
And this is more serious. Like, she isn't going to bounce in and out of jail with this one.
No. No, yeah. Especially after, if you're on probation when something like that happens.
Right.
Things go terribly south, and it's not good for you. Celebrity birthdays today. There are a whole bunch of them. Joe Biden is 70 years old. Bo Derek, you remember her from the movie 10?
Yes.
Was it 80s? 1980s?
Yeah.
Is 56 years old.
She still looks good.
Mike B from the B
Steve.
Boys is 47 years old. Rapper Sendog of one of my favorite bands, Cypress Hill, is 47. Actor, comedian, TV host Joel McHale, of course from Community and The Soup, is 41. Davey Havoc of AFI. And Black Audio was 37. I'd just like to tell the Davey Havoc story really quickly.
Okay.
He was playing Weenie Roast, and the girl behind me was so unbelievably excited when the stage turned and it was Davey Havoc that she jumped to her feet, dumping her entire beer. And it was one of those giant beer glasses full on me. I was sitting right in front of her.
Right, and down your back?
Not down my back, on my head, telling you, in the shower, I'm not that wet. I was soaked with alcohol.
And we just thought you were drinking hard that night.
Well, I was. I mean, I started sucking on my clothes. Well, what else are you going to do? Jared Falwell of the Kings of Leon is 26, and actress Nadine Velasquez from Flight and My Name is Earl is 34 years old, and that is the show. On the way, Ari Spears, comedian, talking about playing in town. We have Rich Eisen in studio from the NFL Network.
Yes.
But first, let's talk to Dan Bova, the Maxim editor, about the December issue of Maxim that is, I believe it's on stands now, Dan?
That is correct, my friend.
Thanks for joining us today. Appreciate the time.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for having me. I am Kevining as we speak.
That's fantastic.
Good for you.
Fantastic to hear. I don't know if you saw that I tweeted out the Homer Simpson picture yesterday that was Kevining.
No, I haven't seen that.
Somebody on The Simpsons drew Homer, and he's got drool coming down his face, and it's just embarrassing.
Fantastic.
So thanks for bringing that up.
Yes, absolutely.
The Maxim for December features Ariane Celeste on the cover.
Yes, it does.
And I would like to suggest that while there are many beautiful women, you ought to pretty much go every other month with her.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I have a very busy schedule, but I somehow found the time to make my way to that cover shoot that day.
I'll bet you did.
I suffer for our art here. But, wow, she is absolutely gorgeous. And
as is Brittany Palmer, who's inside.
Yes, and Kenda Perez as well. We shot all three of them on the same day. It's a terrible day. A lot of suffering on that set, but we had to hang out with these girls all day. But, you know, they are so awesome. The cool thing about them, not just what they look like, but they're just a lot of fun. It was just like a crazy day. It was so much fun.
I got to talk about the biggest a-holes of 2012 because this is the kind of list that I love.
Yes.
I love
you
it.
You narrowly missed being on it, but we held you up.
If enough people knew who I was, I would have been on it, huh? I'm glad I wasn't. Let's talk about some of the people that are on it. You want to give us some of your highlights? I mean, Jerry Sandusky, of course.
Yeah. I mean,
that's obvious.
Right. And hopefully, as we're speaking this, he is dying somewhere.
I agree.
So we have it's a big list. Everywhere from, you know, maybe a lot of people might have forgotten the tan mom.
Who
dragged her 5-year-old to a tanning salon.
Yep.
Had her moment of fame and then got drunk wherever she went. So she's a good one.
Dan, can I tell you that she was on with Dr. Drew? He has this HLN show on CNN. And he talked to Tan Mom, and he showed her pictures of her, mm-hmm. and she's like, that's what I look like?
She was shocked.
Really?
She was shocked.
Yeah.
Like, she had no sense that that's what was going on at the time.
I think she's so used to seeing herself that way, she just stopped seeing herself.
How shocking is that?
So we need to buy Tan Mom a mirror? Is that
yeah. Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, that was a rough one. We have Roger Goodell. You know, NFL is firing away now, but once upon a time we had these replacement refs
who
aren't doing such a good job.
And by not such a good job, you mean ruining games.
Yeah. Absolutely destroying everybody's favorite sport in America. We've got...
I'd like to suggest that you left off the commissioner of the NHL, which is who you should have... Roger,
right,
I think
right.
Bettman is his name, Gary Bettman or something like that. He's responsible, I believe, for the lockout and the lack of hockey.
Yeah, that's a killer. I mean, with lists like this, we're at the mercy of having to predict a-holes 3 months in advance.
Oh, I see, I got you.
To print.
Sure.
So I think at that time, hockey still had a hope. We just run around the office checking each other now just to make up for it.
You put in E.L. James, of course.
Yes.
50 Shades of Grey.
Yes, exactly. I mean, while we do encourage women wanting to, break out the whips and leather and all that, it's like, how much stuff can you read about this? Everybody, every woman is reading this on the subway. You know, everybody's parroting it. It's like, enough with this thing already.
And you know what's funny about that? It's another one of those things where most people who read it recognize its badness.
Yeah.
They go, this is terrible, but,
exactly.
but I can't put it down.
But I can't put it down. I'm going to read through it. And, oh, there's another one? All right, I'll read that. You know what?
Right.
That one was terrible, too. But they read it.
It's the sweet, sweet pain.
Yes, it
that
is.
She writes about exactly.
Lance Armstrong is on the list, of course.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, did you guys see when he tweeted that picture of himself lounging on his couch, gazing at his ill-gotten jerseys?
No, I didn't.
It was maybe like a week ago. He sent out a picture of himself just admiring his jerseys, his winning jerseys.
Wow, what a douchebag.
Like, what an a-hole.
I mean,
list of a-holes.
He's an a-hole. That's a good idea. And he's one of those guys, too, who seems to have been, from the beginning, juicing. From the beginning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And yet, his whole career was built on how, on the up and up he was.
The ball on that guy.
Yeah, that one ball.
Nice.
All right, what about, and this is fascinating to me because we have this discussion a lot on the Kevin and Bean Show. We talk a lot about TV shows. We talk a lot about movies.
Right.
You put on your list of a-holes in 2012, people terrified of Breaking Bad and Walking Dead spoilers.
Yes. You know, in the era of the DVR, everyone's got 3 episodes. Oh, you can't talk about it. You can't talk. It's like, well, you know what? F you, man.
Right.
We run into this.
It is 3 weeks late. We run into this all the time. Well, we could talk about something that happened last year, and somebody would go, I'm still catching up.
Hey, Dan.
Right.
I sometimes can't catch The Walking Dead on Sunday night, and I know when I come in Monday, I'm screwed because it's going to be talked about. There's nothing I can do.
We talked to Chris Hardwick, the host of Talking Dead.
That's not even 24 hours.
Right, but in that one, we give a spoiler alert so people can tune out if they want.
Right, right.
But then we can actually talk about it, and it does seem to upset a lot of people. But again, I'd like to suggest what I did before, which is I taped the UFC and went I forget what I did on Saturday night. I went someplace else, taped the UFC, and didn't go on Twitter and didn't go on Facebook until I watched it.
That's a good idea.
Exactly.
It's not that difficult.
You didn't die?
I didn't die.
That surprises me.
You are a very smart man.
No one has ever accused me of that.
That also surprises me.
We literally have an editor here who has not seen all of The Sopranos and won't let anybody talk.
Oh, see, that's where I would come in and just say, they were in the diner and the kid went in. I would just say it.
I would just
tell them the details.
Yeah,
because that's absurd. One other name. There's only one other name I want to ask you about because to me, he's one of the biggest douchebags in the world.
Okay.
And that is Justin Bieber.
Oh.
How did he not make this list?
Again, I think it was an issue.
You could have predicted this 3 months ago.
Yeah. You know, we wanted to put him on the list, and then we look at this picture, and you get lost in those eyes. And,
oh, I see.
How can you call this man?
It's the dreamy eyes that did it?
Yeah. They get you every time.
That's
every
a bummer.
Time.
Well, that's the maxim. It's out. Anything else you want to tell us about in this particular issue?
Yeah, well, there's also in the back of the of this issue, we've got our gift guide for this year for everyone doing shopping. And one thing that's in there, I want to alert everyone, this is top secret, but if you have an Xbox or don't have an Xbox, get one, because coming in December, Maxim's coming to Xbox in a big, big way. And
Maxim is
really
coming to Xbox?
Really?
Yes. I got to leave it at that. It's very mysterious, but it'll be worth your time, I swear.
Does it involve putting little sticky electronic things on my body in any place?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Absolutely. You saw the plan.
Okay, I'm just checking. So you got Ariane Celeste on the front. You got Brittany Palmer inside and a great list that you put together of the a-holes of 2012. Dan,
a free calendar. I forgot to mention. You buy it on newsstands, you get a free calendar.
There you go.
Okay.
Dan, thanks for the time. Have a great Thanksgiving. And if we don't talk to you before then, we'll see you next year.
All right.
Thank you, man.
Guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. We welcome to the studios of K-Rock, Ari Spears, comedian.
Yo.
What's happening?
How you doing, brother?
Welcome. How are you?
I'm getting it together.
Yeah?
I'm getting it together.
Is that a time of the morning problem right there?
A little bit. That's a bad decision.
What time? Bad decisions from last night?
Yeah. Man.
What time do you normally get up in the morning?
I don't do anything before noon.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What a dream that is.
You must be up till 3 or 4,
I'm like Batman. The nighttime is my life.
You're a vampire.
They put the bat signal in the air, and I'm swinging through Gotham City.
Now, you do a lot of video game playing? What do you?
Oh, absolutely. I'm a fiend. Mm-hmm. You know, it's caused me to make some bad decisions. I partake in medicinal medicine.
Oh, sure.
Because I do have glaucoma.
Right.
Wink, wink.
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
I can
see that in your eye when you winked.
Yeah. I kind of refer to that as like the Matrix. Once I take the blue pill,
right.
That's it.
Then you're on the couch for the day playing
exactly.
the video game.
Exactly.
What game do you rule at? What are you?
You know, I love Fight Night Champion Boxing, of course, NBA 2K.
Sure.
And I just bought the new Call of Duty Black Ops 2.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit of everything, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Are you good at Call of Duty Black Ops 2?
Yeah, I think I am.
As I'm not.
Well,
here's how you know. Go online with
them. I was going to say.
Yeah, you go online with like a 7-year-old that's schooling your ass.
Yeah, and you know what? I have no problems cussing 7-year-olds out, talking about their parents. You know, I get the cheat sheet. You know what I mean? If I know any personal information about you, I'm going to use it against you.
Oh, you think you're good until you run into that and then you realize,
Yeah.
Bad things are going on. You are performing at the Bray Improv, and that is tomorrow night.
Is it tomorrow night?
Yeah, today's Tuesday, okay. Right?
But then I'm off Thursday, right?
Cause it's Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, right?
Well, yeah, and then but okay. then Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Exactly.
So do you want us to start keeping your schedule for you?
You might
we can
have
do
to.
That.
Listen, dude.
We can.
I will write all this down for you.
I'm 37, and I don't know if it's time for me to stop smoking or just full on keep investing, because my mind doesn't remember anything past 10 minutes.
I'm going to suggest that stopping with the medicine will not help that. Okay. You should just keep on keeping on.
You'll go around the curve.
Okay.
Really, you just got, yeah.
Okay, so that's I just got to fight through it.
And then you'll come back and you'll be Stephen Hawking.
Exactly.
You'll be the smartest man in the world.
No, not in a wheelchair.
Right, not that part.
I got you. Just the intelligence part.
Right. I got to remember to raise my kids.
Right? What about sports? You follow sports?
You know, I'm a diehard boxing and basketball fan.
What basketball team?
And I'm not a bandwagon jumper, but the Miami Heat. And I've been riding. Right. But I was riding with them since 2006 when Shaq first joined the team. Because
are you I'm Shaq fan? Shaq.
Oh, you're Shaq. Shaq. Oh, you're friends with him.
Yeah, I just did his TV show Upload on DirecTV, which if it isn't out already, it'll be coming out. And I've been dealing with Shaq since way back in the day, late 90s. So
did it start with you do impression of Shaq, right?
Absolutely.
Did it start with that? I mean, how did you hook up with Shaq?
You know, he did Mad TV way back when, and that's when I kind of first started honing the impression.
Yeah.
But I didn't do it for him at the time. But then eventually it kind of became like my Madden
right.
for Frank Caliendo.
Right, right. So that's the
and
one
so
you always
he heard about it. And then I finally did it for him. And he loves it. Like, he is like the world's big. And for those of you who don't know, Shaq's All-Star Comedy Jam, the very first one that I did with Kevin Hart, D-Ray Davis, Cedric the Entertainer. He was there, and he absolutely loves when I roast him. Like, he'll see me, and he'll forget that he says the same thing to me every time.
Make fun of me, I love you, make fun of me. Yeah. Hilarious.
Yeah, so people can see your face.
I know, that's the part. Yeah. Here's the thing.
Something that happens.
I can't do impressions. I'm really, I really am envious of people who can. But, yeah, your face changed instantly when you did Shaq. Yeah.
And the funny thing is, when I first did him for him.
Yeah,
I kind of held that part back
because
I didn't know.
Cross your eyes.
Your eyes are bonkers.
Yeah. But I didn't want him. You know, that's a 7 foot, 400 pound dude. Right. I didn't want to. But then eventually, I just did it, and he just loves it, man. He absolutely loves it. He's a big kid, man.
I interviewed him one time with our former sports guy Matt Money Smith. We went over to his house.
Yeah.
And he had the Superman S on the front door, you know, we were sitting in his house. And he left us upstairs, and he was downstairs playing pool or something. And we were just looking at each other like, what is happening right now?
Dude, I remember when he lived out here, and it's like, that's why I say for women who say they're not materialistic, any woman that says that has never seen real material. Because I'm a man's man. But when I walked into his house, I was a little bitch. I was like, oh, my God. Shaquille, this is nice. And my drawers just came off. Like, this is beautiful.
It is unbelievable. I remember looking around and going, all right, I'm sitting on a chair right now. And I don't know what direction to walk to get back to any place that I recognize.
It was. And he's so silly. Like, I remember one time me and a couple of other comedian friends of mine, we went to his house to pitch him this movie, hoping he might produce it or whatever. And I mean, you know, we're pitching our hearts out like this is an opportunity.
Right.
And at one point, Shaq's just looking at us with that face. And then finally he stops us and he goes, you smell that? I farted. It's like this dude, man.
You were trying to have a real business meeting.
Yeah. He's talking about passing wind. It was the most expensive wind I've ever smelled. But. It was when.
Does it smell nice? Because it's more expensive.
Yeah, it had a money feel to it. It smelled like crisp $100 bills.
Ari Spears is here. He's going to be performing again at the Brea Improv tomorrow night, Wednesday night at 8:00. If you have family in town for Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
Let's be honest. You can only handle them for so much. Time.
Yes.
And then
yes.
you need to bring them to somebody else and let Aries just
have
them for a while.
So this is going to be a treat after where I just had last performed. So I'm looking forward to Brea. I did a gig this weekend in San Leandro and Stockton. You talk about in the Bay. So I felt I was performing for prisoners and drug dealers. Like, this was tough, man.
I got news for you. That's our audience.
I don't believe you.
All right, so Wednesday night at 8, Friday at 8 and 10, Saturday at 7 and 9, and Sunday at 7. So you can see Aries Spears anytime this weekend if you'd like to at the Brea Improv, except for Thursday. You are going to have to spend Thursday with your family.
Yeah.
I apologize for that. We are in the studio with Aries Spears, who is playing the Brea Improv Wednesday at 8. That's tomorrow night, Friday at 8 and 10, Saturday at 7 and 9, Sunday at 7. Dave, the King of Mexico, just walked into the studio during those commercials and got into a heated argument with Aries about basketball. Because Aries, of course, he just told us a minute ago, is a Miami fan. He's a friend of Shaq, so when Shaq went to Miami, he became a fan.
Yep.
And Dave came in mouthing off about the Clippers.
Yeah, you know, just beat them in L.A. By, what, 15?
There is your thoughts?
Yeah.
Listen, man. And I'm the world's biggest Kobe slash Laker hater. But I'm telling you, come playoff time, that Laker team is going to be a beast.
And I'm telling you,
they have four Hall of Famers.
Yes.
As their starting five.
That's true. That is true. You know what they don't have? A bench. A bench that needs to spell those Hall of Famers when they're getting tired. Because, you know, with the D'Antoni offense, they're going to be running. You think Steve Nash and his fractured shin
is the only Laker fan in the room? Yeah. I would like to say he's right. Their bench sucks.
Well, wait a minute now. And Chris Duhon is solid. Antoine Jameson is solid.
And old.
That bench is not that bad.
Yeah, yes, it is.
Great.
Let's stop pretending.
You know, the teams, when it gets down to the end of the year, the teams with the strongest benches a lot of times.
But you know what? Here's what I hate. And he's the guy, for me, that I love to hate. The Kobe factor.
Oh, poor you, man. It's going to be so much worse for you when we beat Miami in the finals.
But that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. LeBron James has found his last dragon glow. He is the master.
Yes. And you know what he can't beat? The Clippers.
Oh, man.
Dude. All right. First of all, Dave. Listen. What happened? D-Wade said, ooh, I regret playing against the Clippers. You know why? Because he got swatted by Bledsoe, and he realized, oh, crap, dude. These guys are for real. All right, Aries, that's what happened.
Aries, if you don't mind, I'd like to kick Dave out. Is that cool? Dave? Thank you.
No, I'm going to stay now.
It's been fun. Glad to have you. But
dude, we should definitely make a wager, man.
Make a wager.
And you know, I'm all about comedy, so I don't play for money. I play for clothes and jokes.
I'm in.
Okay.
I'm in.
Wait, what does that mean?
This is a radio show, man. I'm down for that.
If the Clippers lose, next time I come in here, you have to do the entire show shirtless.
You want to see that?
All right, now wait. What do you mean if the Clippers lose? You mean if they don't win the championship?
If they don't win the championship. I don't even think they'll get to the Western Conference Finals.
Okay, so what happened? Hey, that's a possibility because the West Conference is way better than the East.
All right, now if the Clippers do win, then what's your payment?
Whatever he calls.
You have to do a stand-up show nude.
In here? Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
How about Dare to Wear Underwear? That'll be awesome.
No, I'm just kidding. Elephant. You can do it without your shirt. You can do a set without your shirt.
I would come in here and I would do this in
as long as we can videotape it.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. And some boxer shorts and a brassiere.
Oh, nice. All right. It's on. Bet made. We got to do the handshake.
There it is.
Bet's made. And we'll see you next season.
That's too bad, Dave.
In boxers and a brassiere.
Yes.
It's too bad, Dave, but you're going to have to go now. Lakers are going to beat Miami, though, and that's going to hurt you because you hate Kobe, and that's going to make it so much worse.
And, you know,
it's just going to rub salt.
Well, here's what I don't understand is why not Phil Jackson?
I'll tell you why.
That decision is crazy to me.
I think I understand why. Because Phil Jackson he was barely coaching his last season. He was barely there. You'd see him call a timeout. I swear to God, you'd see him call a timeout. He wouldn't talk to the team.
You don't think it's because there's friction between...
Could be.
You know what I mean?
Could be.
Because he is banging...
Yes, Jeannie Buss.
The sister, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, but I also think he's really got bad health. Remember, he always brought that high chair so he didn't have to sit down and get back up. And he's limping, he's got a bad hip. And I'm thinking they're thinking 2-3 years down the road, they're going to have to hire another coach anyway because he's not a long-term solution. That would be my guess. But it's not going to matter because they're going to beat Miami, for God's sake. Do a little more of your Shaq, and then I want to ask you about some of your other impressions.
Okay. Give me a Shaq question.
All right. What's it going to feel like when your former team, Miami, loses to the Lakers in the finals?
First of all, Miami, they're a different team. You know, LeBron is the greatest player in the game now. You know, Kobe's still Kobe. He's going to dominate. But, I mean, LeBron, he's just head and shoulders above. The Lakers will not lose because I am the real Superman. They need me.
All right, now, how is Shaq different from you do Charles Barkley?
Yeah.
Let's hear a little Charles Barkley.
It's not as mumbly, right?
No, it's just all over the place.
Yeah.
You know, first of all, let me tell you, people talk about LeBron James. I think LeBron James is the greatest athlete. First of all, let me tell you something. I played with Michael Jordan in the Dream Team, and let me tell you something, Kenny. I talked to Kenny, Ernie, Matt. First of all, I think Kobe Bryant is one of the greatest players. Because everybody know Kobe got 40 points, 50 points. Kobe gonna score. Everybody know Kobe gonna score. First of all, I think it's very interesting. Like, Charles is just all over.
He does say, first of all, about 30 times a sentence.
Yeah, and let me tell you
and
something.
And he's talking about stepping down from doing the TNT thing.
When?
I don't know. He's just recently.
He can't. That's great TV.
That's what I think.
Him and Shaq, that's just awesome
TV. He's the best sports announcer out there because he has no filter. He'll say anything.
I don't know if you're familiar with this show that comes on NBA TV. It's called Open Court.
I'm not.
Yeah, you should check it out. It comes on NBA, and it's Shaq, Charles Barkley, Chris Webber, Steve Smith, Steve Kerr, Kenny Smith, and Reggie Miller. And they just all talk so honestly about the game.
What's it called, Open Court?
Open Court. And, I mean, it's just great conversation. Besides it being entertaining and funny, it's just great inside depth conversation about the game.
That sounds great.
Yeah, it really is great.
So you do Shaq, you do Charles Barkley.
Uh-huh.
Who else do you do? What are your other big impressions that people sort of would rather you did before you left? You kind of have to do them.
Jay-Z, DMX.
What's your Jay-Z? Jay-Z seems difficult because
I've never heard anyone do Jay-Z.
I think you have to pick people who have a really unique sound, like Charles or Shaq.
Jay does have a sound. You know, it's right there. You open up the Barclays Center, it's going to be great in Brooklyn. You know, everybody coming out. You know, it's phenomenal.
Jay-Z, do you think your Nets are going to be able to make the finals?
Well, you know, if they don't, I'm going to just buy the championship. You know, I'm always come from winners. So, you know, if we win it legitimately, financially, a win is a win. You know what I mean?
Charles, your thoughts on Jay-Z's thoughts?
First of all, let me tell you something. I think Jay-Z, people talk about people talk about great rappers. First of all, for Christmas is like rap. You got the wrapping paper, but I think Jay-Z if he gonna take him to another level, it's gonna be good.
Shaq on what Jay-Z just said, or Charles just said.
You know, I love Jay-Z. You know, he's the rock, you know. The Barkley Center, it's a great center. And Charles Barkley, it's called Barkley Center.
It's not after Charles Barkley.
It's not?
No, it's a
then band. They should call it the Shaqley Center.
Oh, that's awesome. Do you do any others that people demand? Is there something else that people demand? Or?
Yeah, I mean, it's the Jay-Z, the rappers, the DMX. Like
DMX,
I said.
What's your DMX?
Give me a question.
DMX, what do you think about the NBA? You a fan? You like any of the teams?
You know, it's real, dog. You know, I watch the players, you know, they do the thing, you know, with the basketball, and they bounce it, and they run up and down the court. You know, it's like life, you know, like I run from the cops, they run. I mean, they pass the ball, I pass the rock, you know, it's good, you know what I mean? They smoke other teams, I smoke. So it's like, yeah, dog, it's a lot of comparisons.
Jay-Z, your thoughts on DMX?
Yo, X is my man, you know, we're going to have him perform at the show. You know, have him, you know, all his songs, get at me, dog. You know, it's going to be good. Hopefully, if he can stay out of jail and stay out of trouble.
Charles Barkley going to that show?
First of all, let me tell you something. That show going to be one of the greatest shows ever. You got rappers, people rapping. It's going to be a good time.
Shaq?
Well, I'm going to be there. I'm definitely going.
You going to sing? You going to come out on stage
do a little rap? I'll probably do a little rap. You know, rap with the guys. It'll be good.
It's so disconcerting to see your eyes.
Oh, man.
It's pretty cool that he likes it, though, that he's cool about it. Have you run into anybody that you've done that doesn't like it? Doesn't have a sense of humor about it?
Wow. You know, not really. Not yet. Well, you know, I actually did back when Best Damn Sports Show was on. They had Mike Tyson on, and this was kind of like, I was on a panel with Mike, and I did it in front of him. And it was that.
Is it a little scary? Like, not scary, but you don't want to upset him.
Well, you know, it's almost like sitting next to an unchained lion.
Yeah,
you know, Mike just kind of gives you this look, and at any moment, it could either be good or you're going to be mauled.
Or death.
You know, yeah, yeah. But it was weird because I did it and Mike kind of just looked at me. And after a beat, he was like, that was pretty good. I'm a different place now in my life. If you would have done that 5 or 6 years ago, I'd have probably punched in the spleen. And I just peed a little bit. Just, you know, not stained, but
nope.
A dribble.
It was, I hear you.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Well, that sounds fantastic. Listen, people, Aries Spears, you can see him at the Brea Improv tomorrow night at 8. Skip Thursday. That is Thanksgiving. Spend it with your family.
Yes.
You're tired of your family by Friday. Go at 8 or 10. Saturday, 7 or 9, and Sunday at 7 o'clock. Tickets are only $20 to $22.
That's such a good deal.
That's nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should raise that price.
I keep telling my manager that. Maybe you should call him. I'm agreeing with you, brother.
Shaq, why are you giving away tickets for this?
It's free.
It's what?
It's free.
Tonight. Stryker! What's up, Kevin? Stryker, everybody!
Wow. Hi, Lisa May.
Hi there. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Thanks, Beer Mug and the King of Mexico. Where's Bean?
Bean is, in the hospital.
Well, what happened?
Well, he's out in the hospital.
He's out of the hospital. He donated a kidney.
What?
You didn't hear
that? No, I'm just kidding.
Donated a kidney. We talked to him yesterday, and he was, he was waiting to drop a deuce.
Yeah.
until that.
He couldn't go.
Until that happened, they wouldn't release him to go home.
So if everything happening, getting a kidney out. Now, is Scott Mason wakeboarding now and doing all these exciting things and Bean can't poop? How is Scott Mason doing?
Apparently, Scott Mason's doing really well.
Okay, good.
He was on dialysis for 12 hours a night, which I didn't realize.
Right.
And they apparently just turned the equipment back in. How great is that?
It's great. You know, no matter what any of us do in our lives helping someone else, it's never going to live up to Bean, so I'm just not going to do anything now.
Good. I like that.
Yeah.
I'm not doing anything.
It's not to help one person anymore.
So that's a good plan. I like it. All right. Stryker's here to fill in for the showbiz. Ralph will be back tomorrow. What you got, Stryker?
All right. So the situation is a very, very smart guy. He was on Twitter, and he sent out his phone number yesterday by accident. He was trying to send a direct message.
Oops.
But he put his phone number in there. And what's great about this is not just that he gave his phone number. He's like, yeah, baby, call me. Don't give it out. Love, Sitch. So his phone number, by the way, can I give it out? I
mean, sure, he did.
Because it's been erased, but I kept it. 732-939-2906. That's how you can get hold of the Sitch right now.
Good.
Lisa May.
Think I will do that.
Are you serious?
Wait, you said he changed it?
No, he deleted it, but I was able to get the number.
Oh, I see. So that's still the number.
It's probably still good.
That's still, are we allowed to call that? Or?
He's upset at you.
You were excluded from the surf and turf night. You were excluded from ravioli night. You were excluded from chicken cutlet night.
Stryker is excluded from chicken cutlet night.
Damn it.
I don't want to be part of anything with this situation. I have not seen any, I watched every second of Jersey Shore up until this season.
Right.
I have not seen one second of it this season.
Yeah, you're all right.
Am I?
Yeah, you're fine. Don't worry about it.
I do watch Duck Dynasty, but you guys don't watch Duck Dynasty.
What
here.
Is Duck Dynasty?
It's the second best show on television.
We've talked about... conversations where we say you watch a show no one's heard of.
Duck Dynasty
what
is the show.
What the hell is that?
That is the Robertson family. They kind of... they basically invented the duck call when you're hunting. They live in Louisiana, and it's their family, and it's just... It's
Let
their
me guess,
life.
The Learning Channel, TLC?
It is not.
Discovery?
Nat I forgot Geo? Which one. I don't know. I don't remember which one it's on.
Because TLC is the freak.
It's not on TLC. It's not on... TLC, the lunatic channel, I call
it. Yeah.
Right. Okay, next story here.
Duck Dynasty.
Duck Dynasty.
A&E.
Yeah.
A&E, Dave says.
It's on A&E. Yeah. On A&E. Okay, so Rihanna's on this crazy tour right now, and I don't know this for it to be a fact, but I would assume she smokes a lot of weed based on what's on her rider.
Oh, good.
And you guys know what a rider is. When when bands go on tour, they say, at this venue, I want this item in my room and this vodka and this jelly beans. She has 10 bags of Ruffles, stuffed olives, gummy bears, golden gram cereal, and 6 gallons of Visine.
What?
No, what? Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Did you hear how much Visine
Did you say
that
6 gallons?
6 gallons. The Price Club size, or Costco size, yes.
That can't... That's enough for a lifetime.
That she smokes a lot of weed, and does as does her posse.
That is unbelievable.
Wouldn't you
Clearly
like...
he's high.
Right. I like her.
6 gallons?
Yes.
Wow.
I know you guys love Kim Kardashian a lot around
porn
here.
Porn star Kim Kardashian is her name.
She does great work in that video.
She does.
Really good work.
She's accomplished.
And of course, that video was never supposed to get out.
No.
She was not supposed to become famous from that video.
And make all that money.
That's right, and get known out there. Hi, Ray J. He does good work, too. Kate Middleton, as we all know, has class, I think. Received a bunch of presents from Kim Kardashian. Those presents were the Kim Kardashian clothing line. Each dress is worth anywhere between $55 and $80. So, the Royal Mail Room shipped them back.
I love it.
Sent them right back.
So she thought that Kate Middleton would wear her clothes?
Because Kim wants to be just as big there as she is here.
Wow.
And they sent them back.
That's awesome.
So great. Yeah.
Return to sender, no thanks.
Celebrating birth. Oh, wait, before we celebrate birthdays, there is a DVD that came out today. It is the fourth season of The Greatest Show of All Time. Do you have it?
Now the world don't move to
different strokes.
Oh my God,
what's my name?
Right this song.
That is bold.
Why do you
He's a man of means. Because Conrad Bain and Todd Bridges.
I got to tell you, Stryker came in, and not kidding, I don't think, talking about how Different Strokes, best TV show of all time.
And what really was great about the show, they had three different housekeepers throughout the series, and the show never got worse. It started out with Edna Garrett, and then they went to Adelaide, and then they had Pearl, and it was always stellar.
How do you know this much about this show?
Because I learned about child molestation watching this show. I learned that
it happened while you were watching it.
Young black kids. Stupid mailman, bicycle man. Celebrating birthdays today, rapper Mike D. I'm Mike D, and I get respect, is 47. Fife Dog from one of the great hip-hop bands of all time, A Tribe Called Quest, is 42. Davey Havoc is 37. Jared Fallahill from Kings of Leon is 26. I am Stryker, and I just ruined the showbiz beat.
Hi, I'm Bradley Cooper.
I'm Chris Tucker.
And I'm Robert De Niro, all of us of Silver Linings Playbook. Yum. Talking to you guys.
The Rich Eisen Thanksgiving Special featuring Adrian Peterson, Rainn Wilson, John Elway, Eric Stonestreet, John Slattery, Jim Brockmeyer, plus Bradley Cooper and Chris Tucker.
He's great, man.
Go see him.
Seriously, 10 o'clock Eastern.
Prime time, baby, on NFL Network.
You're not Robert De Niro.
Yeah, I'm not, no.
Rich Eisen joins us in the studio. Hi, Rich.
How you guys doing?
Welcome back.
Thanks for having me back. I
always
appreciate that.
Always.
Right in the throes of the football season, Thanksgiving week, it's always exciting.
It sounds cliche, but has this season been weirder than most?
Every year is weirder than
most. That's why I say it sounds cliche, because you do say that kind
of thing. Yeah, you do, but it's a week-to-week league. It's a, I like to call it, it's a narrative-generating machine.
The
NFL just comes up with a storyline almost daily that you just don't see coming. Last night's game is a perfect example. Colin Kaepernick, first career start for the 49ers, and he looks like a world beater.
Yeah.
And whips up on the number one defense in the league, and nobody saw that coming. Nobody saw it coming.
It looked like the world's greatest matchup before both quarterbacks got injured.
Yes, nobody was hoping for the Colin Kaepernick-Jason Campbell matchup that unfolded. Certainly nobody in Bristol, Connecticut.
That's true.
When they put that on the calendar, saw that one coming from months away, let alone days away.
Right.
But it still turned out to be entertaining watch, although Bears fans would disagree with that.
Agreed.
And then after the game, the coach, Jim Harbaugh, doesn't do anything to tamp down any quarterback controversy at all. And
that's
off
not
we
his
go.
Style, is it?
Well, he just goes with whatever, I guess, flow he wants to go with.
Yeah.
Because it works. It works for him.
Could you have picked the Atlanta Falcons to do this well?
No.
At the beginning of the season?
I should have just stopped you without even hearing the
could
team.
Could you have picked?
No, I could not have picked. I couldn't have. And anybody who says that they see this stuff coming is
lying.
Yeah. And that's the beauty of the sport.
That's why it's so fun, right?
Was that 7 months ago, the Colts were first on the clock in the draft, and now they've got a stud of a young quarterback who was taught a lesson this week by Tom Brady, but 6-4, nobody expected them to be that on Thanksgiving week, and they're absolutely in the playoff picture and control of their own destiny, as they say, and nobody sees it coming.
Then you see RG3. And yeah. By the way, that's one of those situations where you do know for a fact that it takes quarterbacks 3 or 4 years to really get into the swing of things, and then you're wrong.
Then you're dead wrong. And then he throws for 93% of his right. passes that's on a ridiculous. Week, like he did this past week. And
how does that happen?
It's just all they just. I mean, a lot of people are sort of picking this apart.
Even non-quarterbacks,
the DNA of this
linemen
stuff.
or defensive backs, it can take years. But
well, a lot of people are just taking a look at the college game and how a lot of what the college game looks like, the pro game is being picked up offensively, and then you take just their level of maturity of somebody like RG3. I mean, he's engaged to be married. If he'd stayed put in Baylor, he would have gone to law school. His parents have a military history, so there's
pretty stable background,
right? So, and he's just a even if it's just not football, he's mature for his age in any endeavor you would have chosen.
Do you have a team?
Football. I have a team of the one that's losing at the time.
Yes,
that's all? What I was told to say by no. I was told when Mike first took the job.
Yes, Paul. I know you're not supposed to.
Paul
have
Tagliabue was the commissioner, and I asked him. I'm like, you had. Redskins season tickets because he was a lawyer in the D.C. area before he was plucked to succeed Pete Rozelle. And I asked him, I'm like, so when you're the commissioner and you go to the Redskins game, you watch Redskins, you still root for them? And he said, I asked Pete Rozelle what I should say or what I should do about this.
You're not allowed to say who's
and
who your
team said, is? Pete Rozelle said, now that you're the commissioner, you should always have to root for the team that's losing. And on Thursday Night Football, wow. I feel that sensation. I just want a good game. I just want some of the teams that aren't doing well to stop sucking,
right,
and give us a performance. And but I'm from the New York area.
I was going to say on a completely different topic. Where are you from?
I'm from the New York City area. There's two football
teams. Are you from the
there.
Jets side or the Giants?
Well,
side?
In New York, will tell you it's not nearly as much of a blood sport between the Jets and the Giants as it is, say, between the Rangers and Islanders. It used to be
the Yankees and Mets.
Yes,
right.
Exactly.
Right.
So, the Jets and the Giants play once each other once every 4 years.
And you're rooting for?
So when the Giants are faring well, it's always fun to see for me. And
okay.
Jets,
Enough
but,
said.
But that said, I don't think I'm not one of those guys that puts that stuff on my sleeve. I don't think people are tuning in to NFL Network to hear who I like.
Well, they're not, but it's also, I don't think they would be upset if you said.
Right. And if I want Tom Brady on my next Thanksgiving special, I should tell them that I used to wear a Wesley Walker jersey to summer camp. That's probably not a good idea.
Give us a few of the names that are going to be on your Thanksgiving special, and then we need to take a break and come back and we'll
no
talk
problem.
About it.
You kindly played the promo for it that we were airing on NFL.com and on NFL Network right now. At Deion Sanders' voice, that was his voice. Bradley Cooper and Chris Tucker in the new movie Silver Linings Playbook that has a Philadelphia Eagles theme to it.
Right.
John Slattery of Mad Men, he voiced one of our America's Game series. He's a big Patriots fan. He's on. Rainn Wilson, big fantasy football player, Seattle Seahawk fan from The Office. Eric Stone Street from Modern Family.
Love him so much.
He could be, seriously, the biggest NFL fan I've met of any actor in
is that town. Right?
Yes, in the 9 years that I've met people.
We talked to Eric Stone Street. We don't have time for this story, but we talked to Eric Stone Street, yes. And he was talking about Kansas State college.
Right, he's a huge Chiefs fan.
Yeah, and I made the mistake of saying, we're talking about Kansas State, right? Like,
oh, don't
mockingly.
No.
He came right back, do you want me to come down there and punch you right in the face?
Oh, yeah, I mean, yeah.
And I think he meant it.
Well, you deserved it.
I did.
I mean, to be honest.
No, but it's Kansas State.
Yeah.
All right, we'll talk about the Thanksgiving special in just a second. Nice. Rich Eisen is here, and we'll be right back on the World Famous Game. Rich Eisen is in the studio with us. I think he, you own the NFL?
No.
You don't know that?
I checked my Bank of America account just yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And
it doesn't say billions and billions?
No. No, there was a missing comma, if that's the case, or commas.
That's a bummer.
Yeah. No, I do not own the National Football League whatsoever.
You are the NFL Network, let's be honest.
Well, I've been there since day one, and we just turned 9 earlier this month. We just turned 9. This is our 10th Super Bowl we're covering.
It's so great to have the NFL Network at times when you're looking for anything. You can have 1,000 channels and not be able to find anything to watch. So then you just go to the NFL Network and watch whatever.
Thank
you.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, of course. Not to mention going there for special reason. Now, tell us about the Thanksgiving special, because this does not seem like your normal show.
No, well, we're putting on an hour-long show, and that's the Royal We.
The Royal Week.
Yeah.
Okay.
An hour-long show this Friday night at 10 Eastern time. And just trying to get as many folks that you don't expect to see talking football, and then football folks from the NFL talking about what's going on in the league right now. John Elway of the Broncos, who brought Peyton Manning to Denver, and the Broncos are 7-3, and Manning is putting together his greatest season ever, which
crazy?
Is raising the bar for all future quarterbacks who are coming back from four neck surgeries and a year-long sabbatical as the third leading passer in the history of the National Football League.
Right.
That sets the bar very high.
That's
for
not supposed to have been
that
done.
From future times. And crazy. Then Adrian Peterson is coming on the show as well, and he has set the bar very high for anybody who blows out their knee in week 16 of the previous season that comes back and then leads the league in rushing for 11 weeks, as he is doing right now.
Do you think with those two guys, is that just will, just heart?
I think it's really
God-given
talent mixed with an attitude that few people have. In the world, in any endeavor, again. But when you meet a Hall of Fame athlete, they just view things differently than most mere people that you meet in the sports world. You really do.
So Manning gets surgeries and he goes, all right, well, it's just, I'm going to have to get back.
And that's why you see so few Hall of Fame athletes as coaches after they're done, because they just, it's very difficult for them to coach people who don't have the same wavelength as them.
Oh, I can see that.
And that's why you just don't see a lot of Hall of Fame people come off of their sporting careers and be successful coaches, let's put it that way.
But it's funny because a lot of, you know, to make it to the NFL out of the college ranks, yeah, you have to kind of have that attitude.
Yes, you do.
But then most of the people in the NFL still don't have that kind of drive.
I'm there at the rookie symposium every year in June, or have been every year in June, when they get all the top rookies in a room and basically scare them straight, or at least attempt to.
Right.
And they are told everything about the pitfalls of the National Football League career, including this very basic fact that on average of how long an NFL playing career lasts, half of you in this room, when you're age 26 to 28, will have to find a new job.
Wow.
And half, some guys are asleep.
No, seriously, no one's listening.
And some are taking notes, and it depends on who those people are, and that definitely correlates to who's successful or not. But yeah, Adrian Peterson is on this show too. John Slattery, as I mentioned, from Mad Men. And so not only am I talking to him about how he loves the Patriots, but I pick his brain about Roger Sterling, his character in Mad Men.
This is, to me,
the NFL is a sport, obviously, popular sport, but it's still part of the pop culture tapestry.
Sure, and a big part.
A huge part. You take a look at the top watched television shows, their football programs, and then it's not a coincidence that in the middle of their most watched product, the Super Bowl, is a rock concert.
Yeah.
It is a pop culture. Pop culture is woven in the DNA of the National Football League. So I picked his brain about Roger Sterling, where he thinks Roger Sterling would be in the 80s if he survived Batman, and his character and what happens when he gets the script. Rayan Wilson of The Office comes in. I spoke to him about 6 Feet Under, et cetera, et cetera. So that's going to be on this show.
Hold that thought.
Sure.
What's your schedule like? Can you stick around for one more?
Sure.
Okay. We're going to take a break.
Okay.
Rich Eisen is here. We have many more stars to talk about that are going to be on the Thanksgiving special, and we'll be right back. Rich Eisen is in the studio with us today, and we are talking about the Thanksgiving special, the Rich Eisen Thanksgiving special on the NFL Network,
yes,
Friday night at 7 o'clock our time.
Yes.
Tell us about your fantastic Elmo opening
skit.
Yes,
we just lost a guest in the last 5 minutes.
Tell us about how that came
down. The reason why we've lost it is obviously not a laughing matter, but, you know, Elmo is, and Kevin Clash, who played Elmo, has been in our studio the last couple of years, and playing Elmo for our game day morning show. And as you know, I mean, I've got two young kids, and they just love Sesame Street, love Elmo. And he came in, and he taped a cold open, if you will, where I'm just sitting there all bummed out. And
that's for this Thursday?
This for this Thursday. Okay. We taped this in early October, knowing it would be for a Thanksgiving special, and I'm just all bummed out. And Elmo says, you know, Mr. Rich, why are you so upset? And I'm like, I know it's Thanksgiving and all.
I read TMZ. All you need to do is change that line. Just change the line to that.
I need to go into the ADR and redub it.
Right.
Yeah. I'm like, you know, I'm all bummed that there's only 5 weeks left in the season, and Elmo perks me up, and I'm like, you know what, I'm going to go out and do the best special I've ever done. And Elmo says, do you want a hug? And I'm like, yeah, let's hug it out. And so I hug it out with him and walk off camera. And then Elmo looks right at the camera and goes, he's going to screw it up. And this is the only way it will ever air because,
it's going to be on the cutting room
floor. I
guess
he just quit. So at any rate, we've got other great reasons to tune into the show.
Bradley Cooper. Let's talk about him.
Bradley Cooper is a big Eagles fan, and his new movie, Silver Linings Playbook, takes place in the city of Philadelphia. He's wearing a DeSean Jackson jersey throughout the entire film, and he talks about what it was like to shoot a movie about his favorite team, and De Niro, his uncle, Bradley Cooper's uncle, helped De Niro get the Philadelphia accent down pat.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so he's got his family working with Bob De Niro, as he calls him.
Bob.
Isn't that great?
Cool.
Yeah. I would love to be in a position in my life where, you know what, Bob and I are just going to hang out together. Yeah. And
that might happen with you. That'll never happen with me.
You think so?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, who knows?
I don't know. Keep it up if you're going to, offend Eric Stone Street. Where you have. Keep it up.
How dare you?
How dare I know. So
Eric Stone Street's going to be on.
Yeah, he's coming on. He's a big Chiefs fan, as I mentioned. Rain Wilson's going to be on from The Office. And then
tell me about Rain Wilson.
Yeah. Rain Wilson was great. As I mentioned before going to break, that I brought up 6 Feet Under to him. Because
I'd completely forgotten he was on that show, and he was
He's one of those rare intern undertakers.
Yes.
On that show.
It was so odd.
And he said he got the gig as Dwight Schrute from The Office based on that performance.
Is that right?
Yeah, that Greg Daniels of The Office was a fan of 6 Feet Under and saw the quirky aspect of his performance and thought, that might work for the Dwight Schrute character.
Thought for straight comedy.
Yeah, wow. Well, I mean, it was funny in many ways. Yeah. His performance at 6 Feet Under did have some comical aspects to it. Again, that's what I'd love to do about this. We'll come in. We'll talk some football, but I want to get into some of the things that I want to know too. I mean, I had Bryan Cranston of Breaking Bad last summer, and we talked about Walter White and his process to channel his inner bad boy within him, and what it was like getting the scripts and assimilating them and creating his character. And that we spoke about that for the predominant part of our conversation. Wow. So, and then Jim Brockmeyer, the legend of the booth from Funny or Die, who looks and sounds an awful lot like Hank Azaria.
Yeah, he does.
He will be coming in and giving his take on some of the hot topics in the NFL and running through the history of the NFL on Thanksgiving. It's a lush history, as you might imagine.
It is.
So
true.
Who better to do it?
A lot of games.
Account for it than Jim Brockmeyer, the legend of the booth.
Let's talk about Chris Tucker. That's a guy who doesn't get out much.
Well, I mean, I essentially asked him in the most gingerly way possible, like, what, where you been?
Yeah.
You know, and I didn't want to ask that question because it may sound like it's a...
You don't want to insult him.
Well, I mean, it may not be insulting, but his answer could be, I've been counting my money and sitting on a pile of cash, just hanging out. But this is his first non-Brett Ratner vehicle of his career. David O. Russell directed this movie, and he just said he had the opportunity, he loved the script, and he wanted to do something different, which this certainly is. And, this movie's got Oscar buzz to it, and he couldn't, and they came in on Sunday when we were sitting there on a big football Sunday watching games. The whole crew was there, and they couldn't have been cooler, and everyone was really fired up to meet them. And
his team, the Atlanta Falcons, is doing quite well.
Yes, they are. And he's ready to go to the Super Bowl in New Orleans this year. So we'll see if that happens, but it was cool having him on, and that's all 1 hour show, just banging it out together on Thanksgiving night, 10 Eastern time, or 7 o'clock out here on the left coast. And I'm fired up about it on the NFL Network.
That's fantastic. And Time Warner just picked it up?
Yes, they finally got with the program, and just in time for our 13-game schedule.
So if you have Time Warner,
we're on.
Or you don't have Time Warner, let's say you have like DirecTV or something. Mm-hmm.
We're on that
too. The NFL Network.
Yes.
But if you have Time Warner, you're on now, so check it out.
Yes, and you're like wondering where have you been?
Yep.
And that's sort of like Chris Tucker.
Thursday night, 7 o'clock, Bradley Cooper, Chris Tucker, Dwight Schrute, Rain Wilson, of course, is on. Eric Stone Street, who's a K-State fan. Give him a hard time for me if you don't mind.
I will.
John Elway. This looks like a fantastic special. Yeah.
Thanks so much. I appreciate
always,
you coming on to talk about it.
Always happy to have you in the studio.
I'll be back.
Thank you, Ruth. Just after the top of the hour, we have tickets for the 23rd annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. We're going to play a game. I'd like to apologize in advance for Omar Oki.
Oh, yeah, as we should.
But what is this? What is this, Omar Roki?
This is Omar sings the hits from the bands that are playing the show.
No.
And he's not good. It's not good. But if you'd like to play, 1-800-520-1067, you can call now. First, with the showbiz beat in for Ralph, here is Ted Elmo Stryker.
Now, why are you calling? Why? Do you know how bad that is for people listening that you just called me Elmo? The guy that plays Elmo allegedly has touched children. And now why are you calling me Elmo?
He just quit, that guy.
He just quit because he another man came out and said, when I was a young boy, Elmo,
like young.
Elmo touched me as well. He was offered
alleged
sweet tea and hot cookies through a gay chat line.
Oh.
No, I don't know about the cookies or the sweet tea part. I'm not sure. I don't know that legal stuff. But Elmo is not Elmo anymore. So there is a famous man out there who has been with Madonna, Scarlett Johansson, and Eve, and now he's with someone else. And this lady sings on K-Rock. He went all Spicoli on her to get her. Florence Welch and Sean Penn.
What?
Dating.
No.
Yes. Yes.
What?
I know.
There's no way.
What has
every choice he makes is weird.
He's a great actor, but he looks like such a downer.
Yeah, what a bummer of a guy.
Do you think that's bad that he's with her?
Well, no, it's just odd.
We don't get it.
I don't get it. I think he just sees these women and he meets them, and if they're interesting at all and have a hint of art to them, he goes after them.
What is it that they?
Yeah, why are they with him?
He's Sean. He was Spicoli.
Yes, but
he was in Bad Boys. He was in Taps.
You know what he's not anymore? You know what he's not anymore? And I know because I asked Spicoli.
What?
It went poorly.
That's true.
He hates if you reference Spicoli.
Yes, he does.
Right?
Yes.
No shirt, no service, no dice.
He's such a bummer.
All American Burger. I miss so much LA. I used to go to All American Burger all the time, which is where Jeff and where they used to work were. Spicoli went, and All American Burger is now gone in all of LA.
Oh,
and I hate this.
So
all right, so Sean Penn and Florence together. Moving on. Britney Spears was shopping in West Hollywood at a boutique, and she makes so much money. She's on, what's that show on Fox that she's on?
She is on X Factor.
That is correct. I've not seen 1 second of X Factor. She's making like $20 million for that. Her credit card got declined.
Love it.
Me too. So she was panicking, and she called her boyfriend to come bail her out. And I just want to say, my credit card recently was declined. And
ha!
It's very, very embarrassing.
It really is. Mine was declined at an Apple store. And I was positive. And when they say your card has been declined, they say it quietly because they don't want you to be embarrassed. Somehow those words are heard by everybody within 3 miles. And they're all looking at you like you're a loser.
And your comeback is always the same. No, 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 no. I paid it. I pay it off. I promise I have a good job.
Try it again.
And then it's declined again. And this happened to me. So I went to Disneyland, and I spent, it's expensive to get into Disneyland. You ride on a couple rides, and I said to my wife, Katie, hey, let's go get a drink at the Grand Californian. We go in there, it's packed. I'm like, let's get these drinks. All right, that's $26. I had no cash. Here's my credit card. They made these fancy drinks. Declined.
Oh, for $26.
And she had nothing. We had to walk out. The drinks
are
just
sitting
there. Yes.
Do you know, people, do you know what it takes to get Stryker off of a drink?
Oh, come on.
Do you have any idea?
By the way, Kevin and I, Kevin from Kevin and Bean, about every 430 days have a great experience together.
We do. It's usually at Coachella.
It's Coachella.
It's Coachella. Sometimes it's Vegas.
Right.
No, Lisa, easy.
I didn't know.
No, he's not talking about us dating, for God's sake.
All right. What is it you do?
I woke up with a sore organ one morning. With him. Well, so we will randomly see each other at Coachella or Vegas. And I'm like, do you want to hang out a little? He's like, yeah. And then that leads to 9, 10, 11 hours of just craziness. And then we go to sleep and I don't talk to him for 7 months.
Sounds like the perfect relationship.
AC/DC has finally broke down. They're selling their full music on iTunes now. They're one of the last big bands.
I didn't realize they were.
Yeah, to have their music on iTunes, which is cool if you like AC/DC. There's two other huge artists that do not have their music on iTunes. One, Garth Brooks, probably the biggest selling male artist of all time. I have no idea.
Crazy.
He's got $1 zillion. I don't know why he wouldn't do that. And the other band we play on K-Rock, Tool.
Really? Well, that makes sense. He's...
Yeah.
He's a little difficult.
Anti-everything?
Yeah, he's sort of anti-everything.
He won't put his music on iTunes, but he'll do a documentary about wine.
Well, he owns a vineyard, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So his pinky is up for wine, but yes. he won't put the music on iTunes.
Correct.
And I like Maynard, and I love Tool, and I love A Perfect Circle. I just don't
and
really get that.
Is it Pucifer? Pucifer? How do you say that? His other.
We
his...
never know. Every know. Time we say it.
I just go Pucifer.
Yeah, okay.
That's how I do it.
That's how I do it too, but not on purpose.
Couple of DVD releases today, and A Moment with Kevin. The Expendables 2 is out. Also, Santa Paws 2, which is a real movie. Kevin,
Santa Paws 2. It's about a dog.
That sounds like a dog thing. Yes. Why don't I know about this?
Nope. Cheryl Ladd.
Nope.
Josh Feldman and Danny Woodburn, of course.
Oh, I must look this up.
Nope.
And on November 27th, there's a great movie coming out, video on demand, called Sushi Girl with Mark Hamill, Tony Todd, who played Candyman, Jeff Fahey from Lost, and Ted Stryker.
What?
Yeah.
You have lines and everything?
I do, and I get my ass whooped. I got some good lines
really?
In it. Yeah, and I'm in the scene with Mark Hamill and Tony Todd and Jeff Fahey.
Wait,
and,
what's the name of this?
Sushi Girl. If you like,
do you play
like
the sushi girl?
No, the girl plays the sushi
okay,
girl.
All right.
Yeah, I auditioned for Sushi Girl. They're like, no, we're gonna have you play this other character named Ramon.
Ramon?
Yes.
You're not a Ramon.
My middle name in real life, though, is Ramon.
No, it isn't.
I swear on my life, my middle name is Ramon, so it was easy to play a Ramon.
All right, you know we're going to play clips from it, right?
That would be great.
All right. It's the best.
When does it come out?
It comes out on November 27th, video on demand, and then in theaters, it comes out January 2013.
It's going to actually be in theaters,
it's
too?
It's actually going to be in theaters
see,
as well.
I figured it was straight to video.
Love well, most all movies right. I do go straight to video. let's see, celebrating a birthday today, three awesome people in the history of hip-hop. Mike D, Beastie Boys, Sendog Cypress Hill, and Five Dog Tribe Called Quest, and also hip-hopper Joel McHale. No, he's not. Damien Havoc is also
he's
celebrating
so cool.
a birthday today, and Jillian Sheldon is as well. I am Stryker, and I have ruined the showbiz beat.
You are
again.
Ramon.
I'm Ramon.
What you're about to hear... It's not good.
It's going to be awesome. It's going to be amazing.
It's not going to be good.
Everybody's going to have eargasms. Eargasms for all.
Why are you already yelling? It's the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ, 11 minutes after 9 o'clock. We are videotaping this so that we can put it up. Because Omar has a special way of singing when we play our game, Omaroki.
Omaroki as a singer, Omar's really lame. So we wish you luck, because he sucks. Hey. If you guess, you win the game.
All right, we're going to do a drawing for people who guess. Omar, you're going to be singing songs from bands on Playing Either Night.
Both nights, right.
And then the people that win the tickets get the tickets for both nights.
That's pretty cool.
How about that? Let's start with Robin in sales. Hi, Robin.
Hi.
Are you ready to play Omaroki?
As ready as I'm going to be.
Good luck, and I apologize for the blood that will come out of your ears.
I know I gave it to you months ago. I know you're trying to forget. But between the drinks and subtle things, the holes in my apologies, you know, I'm trying hard to take it back. So if by the time the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home.
Hello, I got it.
We're here. What is it?
It's Fun.
Yes. Need the song title.
Thanks. Listening to me sing is fun.
No, that's not what she's saying. Very much. The band is fun.
Oh.
Song title?
Is it Some Nights?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Aww.
I'm so sorry. It's We Are Young.
I know I gave it to you months ago.
No, just you're not like allowed
that.
To sing with
it. Just like that.
It wasn't bad.
Yes.
Beat Omar. Beat.
it's
a different game. Let's go to George. Hi, George.
Hey, Kevin. Hey, Lisa
May. Hi, George.
Are you ready for Omar's disaster singing?
Yes, sir.
Good luck.
There's no blame, only shame. When you beg, you just complain. The more I come, the more I try. All police are paranoid. So am I. So's the future. So you be a creature.
Thank you, Animal House.
I know, right?
Animal from Sesame Street. George.
Oh, man.
That wasn't bad.
Linkin Park.
That was Bush Come Down.
There is no blame, only shame.
You don't sing.
That's
with,
so good.
You don't sing with
hey,
the clip.
If I had reverb and I had all this background music, I would sound identical to these
nope,
guys.
You yep. would not, as a matter of fact. Let's go to Matthew. Hi, Matthew.
Hello.
We've had no winners so far.
I
what
know.
A surprise. Matthew's a student at Cal State Long Beach. Here is Omaroki. Good luck.
You've given me more than I can return. Yet there's so much that you deserve. There's nothing to say, nothing to do. I've nothing to give. I must live without you. You're no, we were heading separate ways.
Matthew, I apologize for that, but you're supposed to be able to identify it.
Linkin Park.
Nope.
Sorry. You give me more than I can return.
Yeah, nothing clear. Like that.
Just like that. No. Are you kidding me?
Well, Mark, we're 0-3. Come on.
It's not my fault for the first two.
Try to get it right.
Come on.
Melissa. Hello, Melissa.
Yes. Hi there.
Yes.
All right. You ready for Omaroki?
Yeah, these people suck. Why are they calling in?
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, let's see how you do.
Okay. So show me family, all the blood that I would bleed. I don't know where I belong. I don't know where we went wrong, but I can write a song.
And here comes Jose, the Lumineers.
Listen to that. So show me family.
Oh, shut up, Omar. You can't do that. You can't sing along with it. That's not the same. Robert. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning. How are you?
Why are you so in the background?
Why are you across the room?
Hang up on him.
You got to get someplace near the phone so that we can actually have a
bad connection.
Let's go to Marvin. Hi, Marvin.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Works at Pete's Coffee. We are good. Are you ready for your shot of adrenaline this morning from Omar?
No, but let's do it.
Good luck.
I'm coming out of my cage, and I've been doing just fine. Gotta be down because I want it all. It just started all of the cage.
Nicely done.
You could have let me finish.
No, he couldn't have. Let's do one more. Let's talk to Jennifer. Hi, Jennifer.
Hey there.
Good luck.
Hey there, ho there.
Hey there, ho there.
Hold on.
You forgot?
hold on.
You forgot it.
Hold on.
Okay. You forgot.
There's something inside me that... Hold on. There's something inside me that pulls beneath the surface, consuming, confusing. This lack of self-control I fear is never-ending. Controlling. I can't seem... Booyah.
Scream it.
She's upset with your delivery.
Sorry. But he's not screaming.
Not that part. That part he's saying, right? All right, congratulations. You hold on. Lisa May is going to do the drawing.
All
right. We have three people that are involved in the drawing.
The winner is Marvin.
The winner is Marvin. Congratulations, Marvin.
Thank you.
Nicely done. You got tickets to both nights of the sold-out 23rd annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas.
Thank you, guys.
We'll see you there. Thanks for playing the game. We appreciate it.
Omaroki, that's our game, and how much fun we had. Now you know that I didn't lie when I told you he was pretty bad.
So Twinkies have gone under. What a disaster that is.
It's very sad.
The Baker's Union strike made the company close down, claim bankruptcy, no longer making Twinkies. People buying them, selling them on eBay. I'm worried about its younger brother, the Ho-Ho. Come on now. People are not upset enough about the Ho-Ho. But there are a bunch of people who are talking about buying this company and then reviving it and start to making it again. And one of the biggest is Bimbo. Have you ever heard of Bimbo?
I have. Bimbo Foods. Yeah, I have.
It's the world's largest bread baking firm from Mexico.
I've seen it on the side of trucks before in Mexico.
No. I've seen it on the front of soccer jerseys. And since I'm a perpetual 13-year-old boy, it always cracked me up. They're sponsored by Bimbo. But they apparently are the leader, and they're going to try and buy this company out so that they can start making Twinkies.
That would be great.
So I had Dave, the King of Mexico, get us a spokesman from Bimbo down in Mexico to talk to about this particular story. Good morning.
Hey, what's up? Thank you for calling Bimbo Foods, dog. This is Rudy Cisneros in marketing and research. How can I help you, dog?
Rudy?
You're our Rudy?
Hey, what's up? Who's this?
It's Kevin and Bean.
Hi.
What's up?
And Lisa, how you?
Hey, what's uppers?
How you doing?
Oh, dog, I'm living the life, fool. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Bimbo Foods, they contacted me, dog, because, you know, they're thinking about taking over, like, a hostess or whatever. You
right.
Know? So, what so they needed, like, someone who's an American but had, like, understood, you know, like, Mexican needs, you know, so that I could do, like, research and marketing, you know, to help, like get their products to be more fitting to, like, a new audience.
You're telling me that Bimbo, the world's largest baker, contacted you, Rudy Cisneros?
That's right, dog. I was confused, dog, because, like, my ex, Hina, we used to call her Bimbo. You know what I'm
right,
saying?
Sure.
All the homeboys slamming, you know, in the neighborhood.
Right.
No, they're like, hey, dog, we make bread and pastries, whatever. And then you could come down here and help us out because, like, you know, like, what's popular on the streets, you know what I'm saying, with, like, Mexican homeboys and Hainas, you know, up in L.A. So, like, I'm down here, like, we're really excited about all the stuff going down, you know. Like, Mexican communities, Hispanic communities, like, they're the biggest consumers of practically everything right now, you know what I'm saying, because of, like, population, whatever.
Right. Right, sure.
So, like, I mean, there's a lot we can do. I mean, you know, like, for instance, let me tell you something. I know, for instance, like, me and my homeboys, we like stuff that, like, is useful in many ways. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you have, like, a Swiss Army knife, you could use it to, like, get cable TV. Or, like, you know what I'm saying? If you, like, have a toothpaste tube, you can make it into, like, a shank. You know what I'm
right,
saying?
Right.
Figure, like, how about we do that with, like, some of the pastries, dog? So we have, like, the menudo muffin. What
ugh.
Do you think about that?
Ugh.
A muffin. And it's delicious. It's made from, like, tripe, you know, like cow stomach.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah.
And cilantro, but it helps you with your, you know what I'm saying? You get a delicious, like, pastry, but then you have no more hangover. And then also, dog, I was thinking, like, you know the ding-dongs, fool?
Yeah.
We'll make them out of denim.
Make ding-dongs out of denim?
It's true, because, like, they'll be, like, delicious cream-filled ding-dongs, but then you can wear them, you can crease them, too, you know what I'm saying? You go swimming in them, you know, because they're denim.
So you have to unwrap? You have to unwrap it now, the ding
dong? Whatever, dog. Whatever, dog. But,
just
like,
eat
how
it?
About, like, the listen to this for $2.99?
Have you run any of these ideas by Bimbo?
We're already producing them, fool. I'm looking at it right now. Like, I'm sitting at my desk. I got all these ideas busting out my dome.
Okay.
How about the lockup loaf? You know what I'm saying? You go, you know what I'm saying? You get caught on a case. You know what I'm saying? The police, they lock you up.
Right.
And then, like, you buy one of our 6-ounce soft, chewy loaves of Hawaiian sweetbread, but inside there's a nail file, fool. You know what I'm saying? Help you out. You like, you know what I'm saying? Like, sand something down, maybe butt yourself out.
Sure.
Lisa May, Lisa May.
Yeah.
Don't think I haven't been thinking about the ladies. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Check this out. It's called the eye brownies.
That sounds promising.
They're not only delicious brownie bits, but they can also draw your eyebrows on your face, take care of all your cosmetic needs.
That is brilliant.
All right. You know what I'm saying? I found out also that Dodger Stadium, dog, attendance is up 75% when they give away bobbleheads at the door. That tells me, you know what I'm saying? Mexicans love to get free stuff.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I thought about, how about the quinceanera cupcake?
The quinceanera cupcake.
It's a pink and white cupcake.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe good for your quinceanera, and it comes with a baby.
No,
dog, we got babies, crazy babies up here in Mexico. We'll put one right in the package. You open a brand new baby, right? You're 15.
Wait, you're gonna wrap them in the package?
Throw them in there, dog. You know, put some milk, whatever, goat milk. I don't know what you got. You know what I'm saying?
Hopefully, you're not making that one yet, are you?
99 cents, dog. It's already in the wrapper. I'm looking at a baby right now. My favorite, dog, you know, honestly, I think, like, the one I put most, you know, use in trying it out and really making sure that it's perfect for the market.
Right.
It's the traditional Twinkie, dog, but it's called, I call it the Kinky Twinkie.
The Kinky Twinkie.
So
I'm afraid to ask.
Delicious classic Twinkie.
Yeah. You know
what I'm saying? But instead of putting cream filling, we put a latex rubber tube in the middle. So if your hyena's not giving you none, not paying you no attention.
Come on.
You can take care of yourself right there. You got your own cream filling, fool. What?
Rudy.
Oh, that's
Twinkie, Twinkie, dog. You don't say, hey.
Rudy.
You've had long nights, fool.
We got to go.
Yeah, those.
Go Raiders, dog.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. That, of course, is Linkin Park. I'll be gone. It is 9:37. Stryker is here. Ted the Elmo Stryker to fill in. Ralph Garman, who will be back tomorrow. I think instead of using the regular sound effect that we use.
Yeah.
I got somebody on Twitter that wanted us to use
Stryker has a tail!
God. So do you mind if we use that in between stories?
I don't mind. I'm comfortable with it. And
Stryker has a tail!
Tail.
There's many places I go and no one says, hey, how's your life? You know, how's everything going?
Can I see your tail?
Of course. Drunk guys at bars asking to see my tail or feel it. That's, you know, I don't mind it that much, though.
How about that?
All right, so here we go. Rihanna, who I like very much, who seems to be going off the deep end a little bit when we see her on the internet.
Yeah.
She's on a tour right now, and some of the things on her rider were just released. And a rider, of course, is when bands go on tour, they write down what they want in the dressing room.
And the diva's really, really loaded up. You know, the Mariah Carey's and people like that.
Right, she wants a certain kind of mattress in there with white curtains and a certain crib for her baby and $10,000 diapers and all that. Kevin and I just want any
sort of vodka in our room.
That's correct.
And it doesn't even have to be warm, and we pay for it. Rihanna wants 10 bags of Ruffles, Red Bull Grey Goose stuffed olives, gummy bears, golden graham cereal, and 6 gallons of Visine.
That can't
six?
Be.
No, that's got to be a typo.
No, that is not a typo.
It can't be.
Because you only buy them in like 2 fluid-ounce bottles.
Right, and that lasts you a couple months.
You would have to buy cases.
But you don't understand. The posses you guys have, the maximum is 3 people.
Good
she
point.
Has 800 people in her posse.
Good point.
The weed is passed around.
Yeah.
You need that many gallons of Visine.
So then basically they just dunk their heads in the Visine?
Yes. Dunk them into the Visine.
Striker has a tail.
God. The situation, Michael Sorrentino on Twitter, he gave out his phone number on Twitter. And he gave
that
it out.
Stupid.
He was trying to do a direct message to a fan.
Because he is stupid.
He is stupid. He wears his hat very... Does he talk more odd now that he's sober? Have you noticed that?
I haven't.
Have you noticed that, Kevin?
I have not noticed that.
No. He talks different now. He talks kind of like this a little bit. Like, I'm just not drinking now. It's very odd.
Really?
But his tweet said, yeah, babe, call me maybe. Which is the same line from...
God,
yeah. And
really?
He gave out his number. And then he wrote, don't give it out, love, Sitch.
So let's give it out.
Am I allowed to give it out?
He did.
Look, it was public.
I have his phone number.
Did he delete it?
Yeah, but I wrote it down.
You do good work.
I'm like 732-939-2906. I mean, whatever. It's a situation. He probably wants to talk to you right now.
I would imagine.
All right, next story. Kim Kardashian.
Striker has a tail.
Slow down. Point at me or something so I know that I to play that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I just wanted, I don't know if I want Striker has a tail over and over and over again.
Well, all right, we can go back to the regular one.
Do you want to feel the tail right now?
No.
I'll let you feel
no,
it.
No, I don't want to. At least I can.
I will wiggle
you
it for you.
Feel it.
I don't want to feel it.
I'll wag it for you.
There's so much wrong with
How
that statement.
You say no?
Because I...
Kim, right. Let's move on.
No way.
Dave with the camera.
Kim of Mexico just walked in videoing.
I'm not touching anything. He doesn't
tell you that right now. If Mike were here, he would be throwing up.
He would lick my tail.
No.
Do you know how sensitive it is,
so
by the way?
Sick. How sensitive is it?
It's very sensitive.
Really?
If you were to touch it or tickle it. Well, I'm not a good or bad way. It's just sensitive. If I do sit-ups, I have to lean to one side. If I'm sitting on an airplane, I can't get super comfortable.
Wow.
Yeah, I used to sit on one of those donuts sometimes, so my butt is there. Yeah, it's a very annoying thing.
I learned something new today.
Thank you. I'll show you it later, Lisa May, in the bathroom.
All right,
so Kate Middleton just got a bunch of free clothes, and who doesn't want free clothes?
Every girl in the world.
They were from Kim Kardashian?
Not that much.
And these clothes, these dresses were worth between $55 and $80.
Okay.
So... Kim Kardashian's gonna be. I'm gonna be so famous in the UK. I'm giving clothes to Kate Middleton.
Doesn't Kate Middleton have like people make clothes for her specifically?
Yes, she does.
And
custom-made
clothing and all that.
And she's known to have some of the best style in the world.
Okay,
so you know what she did with the dresses? Of course, mailed them back.
I love it. All of them.
Yes.
Every last one of them.
I love it.
She didn't even give them to the help.
I hope she didn't even open them up.
No, I was just saying, there's not a single dress there that she could. Wear in public, I'm sure.
Probably not.
That wouldn't be embarrassing.
I like Pippa's style as well.
Pippa has style?
I don't know Pippa's style.
Oh, it's great style, great butt, great everything with Pippa.
I saw Pippa's style last night at The True.
Oh,
really good show.
Great band, right?
Really good show.
The third song off their second album is going to be a smash.
I agree.
Celebrating a birthday today, Bo Derek is 56. Super Dave Osborne is
Super
70.
Dave!
You know, Bob Einstein is somebody's brother who's famous, and I'm drawing a blank. His brother's name is Albert Einstein, which is Albert Brooks.
Oh,
Albert Brooks is related to Super Dave Osborne.
That's right.
Wow,
that was weird trying to follow your brain.
That is strange.
But you got it, right?
Well, you got it.
I got it.
I got lost, but then you got there. So.
Mike D from the Beastie Boys. He's Mike D, and he gets respect. He's 47. Send Dog, Cypress Hill, 47. Fife Dog, Tribe Called Quest, 42. Joel McHale, who's awesome, is 41. Davey Havoc is 37. Jared Followhill from Kings of Leon is 26. His relative is Caleb Followhill, and this is why you started calling me Elmo, Kevin, because his current wife, whose name is Lily Aldridge, I met her when she was 12, and I thought she was very cute. So I said to her mom...
How cute did you think she was?
Very cute for a 12-year-old. I said, I can get your daughter in a music video.
So this is already creepy.
In 2001, she was in the Break Stuff video by Limp Bizkit.
Because of you.
That is correct. She then went on to be a Victoria's Secret model and marry the guy from Kings of Leon.
She owes it all to you.
That is right.
Are you a pedophile?
No, but I'm gonna go. I'm washing some clothes in the back, and I've left you some warm cookies and some iced tea.
That's why he is Ted Elmo Stryker.
Yeah.
All right. So what are you doing here, Kevin? Why are you here? I have the chat log right here. I'm Stryker, and I've ruined the showbiz beat.
Nicely done. Thank you, Stryker.
Come on. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. Ralph, we'll be back. Jack Passion, you want some Whisker Wars?
Nope.
That's another absurdly ridiculous, dumb show that we love.
They grow beards, right?
They grow beards. And they have competitions.
Duck Dynasty is my number one show.
That's it. Well, Whisker Wars isn't that far away, though. Cousin Sal has his NFL picks because it's Friday. The King of Mexico is going to debut his new Clipper song.
Yeah!
Which he tells us is great. Adam Carolla will be here with This Week in Rage and your tickets for the sold-out 23rd annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. Congratulations. Thank you, Stryker.
Thank you guys so much for having me on.
All right.